This is CICK News. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Dan Messick. Each week, we provide an update about events and issues developing right across Northwest BC. CICK's Smithers Community Radio is on the dial at 93.9 FM, or you can listen online at smithersradio.com or subscribe to our podcast. CICK News broadcasts from unceded Ginamden Territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation.
Tonight is the opening of the Skeena Wild Film Festival, a photography and video festival for Northerners. It's back in person this year after a two-year break, but the Film Fest coordinators are also incorporating an online component so viewers around the globe can celebrate the talent of Northern filmmakers and join in appreciating the vast and adventuresome ways to enjoy this region. The Film Fest is live tonight in Terrace at the Sherwood Mountain Brewery, but tickets are sold out. However, you can follow Skeena Wild Conservation on Facebook, where you can follow to find out where you can watch these films in your community at a later date and online. I'm speaking to three people today, a filmmaker who has submitted a film each year since the first Skeena Wild Film Festival in 2018, Julian Crick, and this year's youngest filmmaker, Corwin Northcott. First, though, this is Joelle Saint-Gelais speaking about the festival, where to see it, and what community impact a film festival has.
Hi, I'm Joelle Saint-Gelais. I'm the communication coordinator for Skeena Wild. I look after the film festival. I'm the one who puts it together and organizes the event, and we're super excited to have it come back again this year in Terrace.
The Skeena Wild Film Festival is returning in person this year. But what did you learn about organizing this event through trying to do it over COVID years, the past 2 years, and now this year when you can have it in person? What are some of the differences and the advantages of in-person, in your opinion?
I think it brings the community together, and I think it also gives the people who submitted film and photos just that feeling of having people take time out of their day and coming to watch the movie. I think it's more exciting in a way too. Although having it online, we had like thousands and thousands of views on the videos. So that was also really nice to see that although through COVID, although people couldn't come in person, a lot of people tuned in and watched the film. So that's also why this year, we really wanted to have an online version of the event available for people who couldn't make it. But I definitely think that being able to have it in person is just going to bring, that excitement and just make it extra special for people.
Yeah. And what do you think participants and viewers, what do you think they learn about where we live and how to conserve the Skeena's beauty through these photos and these films?
I think it's not everybody who gets to see and experience everything that are in these films and photos, right? Some people go through a bit more extreme activities. We have kayaking, hiking, skiing, and also we have some beautiful pictures of the Milky Way with like shooting stars, taken on top of a mountain. So it really shows people what's kind of hidden and maybe not accessible to everybody, and maybe inspire people to go on their own adventures and really make us realize that we have true local beauty around us and that we really need to work hard to preserve it.
So there's kind of a two-prong approach to determining kind of like, you know, best or crowd favorite. There's a judges panel, and then there's also a more open submission that happens online. So how are the judging panel, how are they chosen?
We select judges for the photography portion based on we're going for people that are local, that have interest in photography and videography, that just will be able to kind of look at these pictures and, yes, be able to be like, oh, this is nice looking, but also more of the technical aspects to it. And then essentially after that, it's really the public. So once those pictures have been selected, because there's so many that are entered, and as well as the films, everything is going to be put online altogether, and it's really people who viewed the film and looked at the pictures who are going to be voting. And so we decided this year that we're going to allow a couple months for people to vote, so we can really give a chance to everyone to watch the films and look at the pictures and vote.
All right. Well, what are you most looking forward to tonight, and what are you anticipating for kind of the feeling in the room to be at Sherwood Brewery when you're presenting films and the film festival?
I'm really excited after 2 years to see everybody together celebrating the film festival, see the local people who submitted, their families, their friends, and, you know, just people who are coming to enjoy the show. And I think it's going to be pretty exciting, and people are going to be there for a good time. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Excellent. Well, you know, as a film buff, which I would consider myself, I'm very excited to know that there are more local filmmakers out there, and I'm excited to witness it online, as I won't be able to be in Terrace. But Joelle, thank you so much for giving me the time today.
Yeah, you're so welcome. Thanks for reaching out, and looking forward to tonight.
No chain today.
No front brake.
And no front brake.
Back.
My name is Julian Crick, and I live in Terrace, BC, and moved there in 2018 for work, but also for skiing and biking and climbing and all the outdoor activities.
Can you tell me a little bit about Midsummer Adventures?
Yeah, this is we came up a couple of years ago with the idea to kind of to celebrate the summer solstice and kind of the beautiful era that we live in, with an adventure where we go out from kind of sunrise to sunset and try to cram as many sports in as possible. I think the first year we did that was 2019, and we've been doing it almost every year since.
Okay, awesome. What are some of the highlights that you remember and some of your favorite moments that you were able to catch on film?
There were some good crashes on skis that I remember. It was pretty funny. In 2019, we had it pretty dialed in with lots of good food on the way and a great itinerary. We started by hiking, skinning up a mountain, skiing down, and then mountain biking further down, and then down a river, and then went climbing. And yeah, it was kind of... great memories.
So were you making films and documentaries and kind of slice of life? Were you doing that kind of video work before, or was it seeing a local film festival that made you start wanting to do this?
Been doing it as a hobby, kind of whenever the opportunity arises, whenever we go out and have a little bit of an adventure. I try to bring my camera, and then often I make a short video of it and then watch it afterwards with friends and have a beer and have a laugh. And seeing the Skeena Film Festival kind of elevates that, and coming together with the friends and sharing it on the big screen and watching it together is really a lot of fun.
What do you think that people learn about where we live and, you know, kind of ways to enjoy the Skeena and really kind of wring every last drop of it out? What do you think that your film shows them about living life kind of to that extent?
Well, I think it shows that we have a beautiful backyard and you can do all the outdoor activities that you want and a couple of minutes drive, and they all, or a lot of them, can fit into a day, and it's not a lot of effort to get out. And you're surrounded by beautiful mountains, lakes, and it's just such a special area that I hope that that's being conveyed by the film. And the community is great. The people are up for adventures, and it's really easy to get people on board.
I guess just kind of as the last question as well was, you know, is there a place that you've discovered that that now you go back to even when you're not filming, but that maybe you weren't aware of before you started Midsummer Adventures?
Almost all of them, yeah. When we meet, we kind of go over a couple of options, and a lot of them my friends suggested, and it's a great way to explore the area because, yeah, I've been here only since 2018 and definitely don't know all the spots, so my friends come up with suggestions and I look at them and I'm like, yep, I'm always stoked to see what's out there.
Thanks so much. I mean, I know that there's a judging component to this, but I don't know if that's really why anyone really submits a film, especially to a local festival. I think it's more, kind of the impetus behind this is, yeah, really just to celebrate this beautiful region and the Skeena as well. But good luck with the voting.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for the attention. And it'll be a fun day.
Lastly, we're going to hear from this year's youngest filmmaker, Corwin Northcott. He was not able to speak to me, but luckily I know his dad. And so this is an interview between Jason Northcott and Corwin, who is the youngest filmmaker in this year's Skeena Wild Film Festival.
I'm here, Corwin Northcott, the filmmaker for the movie they submitted for the film festival, Skeena Wild and Photo Contest. What's it called again?
Surf and Turf with a Dash of Snow.
And it kind of goes through all the seasons living in the north.
Yeah, it goes through all of the seasons, through the north year, and what I love doing.
Mm-hmm. What was one of the biggest challenges making this film?
I only had 24 hours, so that's 24 hours for finding the videos, editing,
submitting it, re-editing it
many times.
Yeah. And what's one of the, results, or what do you hope to accomplish from this film?
I hope to get noticed from more people and just to keep making movies and keep doing what I love doing.
Cool. All right. Thanks, Corwin.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer, Pam Hassan, and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.